It's time now for your Farm of the Future report. I'm Tim Hammerich. Cover crops have been a hot topic lately, especially with the new administration prioritizing climate change mitigation. Cover crops have many potential advantages, such as trafficability, water holding capacity, and building organic matter. And some are even growing legumes in a cover crop to capture a nitrogen credit the following year. But if you're going to do that, it's important to check to make sure you're getting the nitrogen you're expecting, says North Dakota soil scientist Dr. Dave Franzen.
So let's say that you have a pretty good cover crop growth. Maybe it includes some legumes or mostly legumes, and you really think that you're going to get some nitrogen benefit the next year. And let's say that your normal fertilizer rate would be maybe 150 pounds of N pre-plant for whatever crop you're going to grow, and you think you're going to get maybe 40 pounds of N benefit from that cover crop. Well, go ahead and put that 110 pounds of N on. But then in the strip, about the width of an applicator, maybe 100 feet long or something, someplace where you can watch it, put that extra 40 pounds on. If you're going by there early in the season and it looks just as green on the strip as it does in the rest of the field, then you've made the right choice and, you know, you can stop worrying about it.
But Dr. Franzen says if that strip is actually darker green than the rest of the field, that means you overestimated how much nitrogen you're going to get from the cover crop and you'll want to supplement it. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Tim Hammerich with your Farm of the Future report.